This episode is sponsored by Snack Express. You can reach them at Snack Express UK on Instagram.
Welcome to another episode of the ABF podcast. This is episode 22. As you can see on the title, I have a guest. Hi, Debbie. How are you doing?
Finally, I got invited again. After how many episodes?
You've been a busy one, no?
Sorry. You cannot put it on me. The apology was not for you trying to say, hey. Oh my God. Glad to be back.
How
after
been?
A long time. I've been up and down.
Please don't say things like this. All right, Debbie, so you've been very active during this election time.
Of course I have to.
Not just active.
I voted.
Passionate.
I voted.
And every time I see you or anything, I feel like, yes, she's passionate. I don't know, like, what happened?
To what?
What happened to this energy? You were very, very passionate about it. You were very vocal.
I voted. Exercised my right.
Yes, but there's this sort of like documentation, everything. Like you went, there was a bit of side eye, there was this.
Yeah, someone looked at me and was like, ah, this one looks like Labour Party. I wanted to go home, but I said, no, cannot intimidate me with your pot belly. So I stood my ground and I voted. The governorship was when they actually tried to frighten me. The governorship, I got Zobo. It was a peaceful election, although like in my polling unit, APC won.
Yeah.
But they were counting, you know, those slip, the ones they missed, printed. They counted it for them.
They were supposed to know if that was not supposed to be like valid.
Do you want to talk with the big tummy and broad chest? Though we knew we were going to win, like we won. Not APC or
okay.
Labour Party. I'm not like I'm a Labour Party person. I'm not.
That is the party you identify.
I'm not identifying with any party, because for the presidential, Peter Obi was the most competent that I could see.
Okay.
For the governorship. Although Sonolu is, sorry if I mispronounce his name,
he's
capable as well. But then we all know like he's a puppet and all that. And then given the fact with the whole threat coming from everybody, like I'm okay. For me, for the governorship, ADC was the most preferred candidate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
ADC.
Yeah, ADC. Funshaw. Sorry if I mispronounced the name, like I said.
Yeah.
But looking at them and their manifesto and their plans, you know, okay, this person is mostly. So I'm not affiliated with any party. I'm just
about competency.
Like at this point, what we need in Nigeria is more of competency rather than personal interest. I don't know if you get. Is he the man for the job? Yeah. So regardless if it's in APC or PDP, you know, if Osibanjo came out for APC, I would have voted him against Peter Obi. So yeah, so for me it's more like competence, not the, I don't care about this their party. Yeah.
And it's interesting because I mean me when it comes to Nigeria.
You did not vote though.
Yes. And
shame.
Let me address something.
I will tell my great grandchildren that you are one of the enemies of the state.
Okay, so let me address this because I've been online for most of the part and I see I've seen people from APC, people from even PDP, and even people from APC. And the reason why I don't vote is this. I've always said it. This is not about being on the fence. It is not. I don't trust any Nigerian politician. I don't. Because I see it as a very big, big association where they divide themselves to say, okay, let's go and fool Nigerians. This is how I see it. I'm not saying it's a fact.
It's not completely out of context.
Because in the next 3 years, these people competing against each other will meet outside. Some people will fly between parties and move.
No, they are recycling themselves, yes.
Yes, but during all this, it felt like if you are with APC, you are facing backlash from Labour Party. If you are with Labour Party, you are facing
backlash
from APC.
Yeah,
and if you are even in the middle, also if you are in PDP, you are getting backlash from these two parties, right? But if you are in the middle or you claim to be neutral, you are getting the smoke from all parties.
You can't be,
Wait, let me, I'm sorry. I will attack you right now.
Can't be political neutral in this moment.
Wait
is what? Wait,
you are doing exactly what I'm trying to say.
Yes. Take it that this is Twitter. I'm dragging you like small J. Yeah.
So this is what it is. So me, I'm not even saying I'm not traveling. I just don't trust any of these people. And everything seems so, you have to pick a side. Let me give you an example. Okay. So when the whole NSAS thing happened, I wasn't neutral. I picked a side. Because I could see.
Did you protest?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I could see.
We can forgive him small.
Because I could see that this is rubbish. Even before the shooting, right? Because it was more about Nigerians, young Nigerians.
I wouldn't encourage you.
Let me land.
This
allow
your,
me.
This is your landing.
Allow me.
You're not going to land well. You're going to crash.
Allow me. So now you got, during the answers, I was like, okay, this is a side I can pick because this is bullshit that is coming from the government and the whole answers rubbish, right? Mm-hmm. So when you pick side, you stay with the side, and you have to be honest with yourself when you pick the side. But during this election time, it felt like if you are not picking a side, you are getting attacked from all other angles. Wait, let me finish. Now, during the answers, for example, people like Mr. Macaroni, people like Fowles, they were like, yes, they are speaking for the youth. There was no party affiliation at the time. Even then, they were like, oh, maybe Macaroni was with PDP, so he's trying to blah, 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 blah. And he came out to say, no, I'm not with any political party. Now, when it got to the election time, you could see it where they were leaning towards, which was Labour Party, Fresh Start, the third force. It is understandable.
Yeah.
But when it now got to the election proper, it was clear, oh, this was the side they picked, right? And I feel like, why are you attacking Fowles or Macaroni for picking a side? And you could see Brimo saying he's picking APC. You could see there's one other person too. You could see
Yabo.
Yabo was Labour Party. This is
what is this lady's name?
Toyin Emaku. So you attack these people. But now the thing about it is, if you are not careful, you become the mob that you once criticized. Because if you attack the people that are not on your side for picking a side, but if they pick your side, you up them, right? It's a slippery slope where you become the troll, the mob that you want. So it's a very dire situation. I just look from the stand and they think, oh, Rashid, you're on the fence, blah, 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 blah. I don't trust these people. It's not about being neutral. So let me say something for free that few people know or nobody even knows. I saw a gig that says, oh, we are going to attack this guy. He's a bad boy guy. Said, oh, so this is how we are going to depict it. We are going to say he can't speak Yoruba very well. We are going to look at his lineage, blah, blah, blah. And I looked at everything and like, what the fuck is this? And like, if you are not part of it, just bounce. I'm like, oh, fuck you guys. I'm not going to do shit like this because of what? So it is not about maybe I'm playing both sides to look at this. No, I don't trust politicians in general. Do you understand what I'm trying to say now?
Yeah, okay, so for me, this particular election is more like kudos to all Nigerians because there was political participation. We were experiencing more of political apathy previous years.
Yeah.
Of course, this old man should not be trusted. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Say it as it is. It's not like it's anything. They are deceitful, they are manipulative, they are vindictive, they are liars. I don't see why you're 70 something, they are independent according to our if you're using the demography in terms of measurement, when we do this analysis, even when they want to count census, we have kids, we have women, we have independent and dependent population. 65 and above, they are under dependent population.
True.
So first of all, it's actually a flawed system that we have dependent coming out to participate in a very delicate affair.
This is very, very important.
So like, it's really, really ridiculous at the end of the day. So, and I feel Nigerians, one thing I came to understand in this election is that common sense is not common in Nigeria.
No, it's not.
People lack basic understanding.
Yeah.
Comprehension is a problem in Nigeria.
Yeah.
When I started having conversations, so like I made my stance, no, like I do not associate with any political party I am judging individuals based on
competency
and what they're saying, and based on their character as humans. Yeah, because if you look at Sumolu, when during the NSAS, you could understand that this man is emotionally intelligent and he has empathy. But the truth is there's something called loyalty, which is what is disturbing him.
Yes,
because honestly, you can't bite the finger that is feeding you.
Yeah.
Yes, he doesn't have that strong will. But
because the reason why he got into position was because the previous guy didn't dance to
the tune. So we all know these things. Looking at him, I'm like, okay, cool. But then he's a good guy.
Mm.
Yeah.
But good guy is not enough to run the.
It's not enough. Mm. It's not enough. Yeah. So for me, and I'm looking at like when I read through, I begin to understand the quality of people we had, the quality of human beings that are resident in Nigeria.
Yeah.
It is sad.
Yeah, it is.
It's not about your certificates.
No.
And then, you know, people come up with this theory, do not break your friendship because of politics. Politicians are like, oh God, we break that friendship, I'm sorry. There's no alignment of core value.
Yeah.
Do you understand? You can't see white and say white is black and black is white when you're seeing the color, when you're not colored blind.
That's fair. I mean, I don't have that kind of relationship with people. I'm not political invested in that angle where I'm defending a politician.
So that's my point.
Do you understand?
So like, because I made a lot of things, but like if you go through my status and you see what I'm saying,
yeah,
I state why. I always tell people, this is why I'm choosing this particular person, and I'm saying this is why I'm going to vote this person. It's nothing too personal.
Yeah.
But then they come and they want to come and I'm like, did you read to understand, right?
Yeah.
So, but the bottom line from this election is that one thing I've come to realize is that the masses actually have the power.
I don't think so, but
no,
I understand.
No. So the masses have the power. It's a mind game right now.
Hmm.
Because if you could see the length they had to go through, imagine Desmond Elliott coming after 2020, after 2 or 3 years,
yeah,
to now apologize for what he has said.
Yeah.
If not that they brought out thuggery and bullying,
yeah,
making people stay at home and not vote and manipulating the result.
Suppression of,
people were disenfranchised. If not for that matter, trust me, Desmond wouldn't have smelt.
I mean, that's where they run Nigeria. That's where they run the politics in general. So those are the things
agreed.
That make
I agree. This is what it is. But the truth is this. I know someone said Nigeria is a very literate country being run by illiterates.
Yeah, that's fair.
So the truth is this. How long do you, as a literate person, want to be ruled by an illiterate person? There's something we need to come to understand, which is why I tend to disagree. Yes, these men, they run these things.
Yeah.
But we have to understand that nobody has monopoly to violence.
Yeah, I agree. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't work well for anybody.
I feel we are too educated. I feel it is time people go back to the drawing board. This is not the time to say, you know what, we are backing down because this man always do this thing. There's always a change, right?
Mm.
And change doesn't start in one day.
Okay.
It's a continuous process.
Yeah, speaking of continuous process, Debbie.
What?
When is your podcast dropping?
So,
by the way, guys, she's...
I am supposed to have a podcast, I agreed. My podcast, my YouTube channel, hopefully... At this point, I don't know. We are following the winds of glory. But anyways, yes, it's going to be an interesting one.
All right. So guys, when she's up, I'll let you guys know. So
at least they will not invite me after 15 or 27 episode after. It's been my voice every day.
Speaking of podcasting, there seems to be a lot of, and there seems to be podcast pandemic where everybody's recording now.
It's
and we'll
crazy.
Be seeing different content where people are saying things and people are attacking
very ridiculous.
Them. And I think all things are the things moving the podcast culture forward now. And I mean it this way. If you say simple things that people agree with, it's not going to get numbers.
So you think people are intentionally being controversial just to get numbers?
Not really, but they understand the game. And here's the thing. So let's take, for example,
No.
Here's why. Let me use Karama Girl as an example.
Of course, I know that's where we are going. Talk to
okay.
me.
So now she made now what she said on that podcast, it was a long podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they cut out a part that was controversial. That's how podcast moves, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you and I, if we sit down now and I say something controversial to you, and that part crops out and somebody posts it somewhere,
mm-hmm.
I'm getting the smoke. People are going there to say, how did she take it? So they listen to the entire podcast. Now, they know.
I actually didn't listen to the entire podcast.
Of course, because that's what we do. People have low attention span. Nobody wants to sit 1 hour to go and watch one. But they are going to pick that part to post to generate more views, right?
Traffic.
If she's saying sensible stuff, nobody's going back there, right? But also, it is very unfair to judge a podcast based on that minute. It happens to Nedu podcast too, right? Where they say women are men and Big Brother ladies are blah 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 blah. They crop that part out.
Mm.
Maybe it's a strategic way of marketing it also. It could also be from them paying influencers to post them.
Yeah,
those
the world
parts,
is so deceitful,
right? Right?
You don't even know what is
so
true
now
anymore.
When you see those ones, you attack that part. Some won't watch it. Some won't
okay,
watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like,
do you understand?
I guess. Like,
so it's a two-way thing.
True,
yes.
True. Like
so,
highlighting things out of context.
Yes.
True.
Because I know how it can be. Even when I say something and after 2 weeks, somebody takes out a concept to say, is this not what you said? And I'm like, you were there when I was explaining the entire thing.
Yeah, so
how come you are telling
yeah.
me?
So when you just
do you understand?
When I say you're mad, but nobody listens to because you're doing this at this particular point.
Your mad could even be, are you angry in another way?
Yeah.
Like, are
so
you mad?
I get, but that aside, regardless of what their intent is, if it's promotion or whatever, I feel at this point and at this generation, I'm so sorry, we are losing it as human beings. We are forgetting the human factor and the fact that we exist with other people and we are humans. In as much as we try to generate money using all the tricks in the book,
yeah,
we should be careful what we put out there.
Yeah. Because are they responsible for what we consume? Are we responsible for what we consume?
Both parties are responsible.
Okay.
When I was growing up here, I would listen to the likes of the late Bimbo.
Yeah, Bimbo.
Yes, the one that died in the air crash.
Oh, okay.
The Pastor Bimbo.
Oh, okay.
So I would advise people to go look for her old tape and listen to.
Right.
She says things that are in context, though some people might disagree, because at the end of the day, it's consumer and
yes.
belief system
yes.
and all. But the truth is this: you would agree with me that I don't think this upcoming generation have a lot of wise role models to look at.
Okay.
My opinion.
Okay. Yeah.
Subject to query.
Okay.
But I don't think this generation right now, I feel for them, I pity them, the generation Z, and the one that Z has finished, I don't know what will come up next.
We will figure the name. I think there's a name.
But the truth is this, there's a lot of unnecessary pressure on young girls, on young boys out there.
Yeah.
Like, there's this illusion of what life is supposed to be. And because we know that, this is what is trending, you know, you have an amazing huge platform and you're jumping on it for your own personal selfish need. I wouldn't judge it because they say do whatever it takes to make money, but in my own opinion, I think it's just rubbish.
Yeah.
Be careful what you put out there. You can't tell young ladies that. Okay, so for me, naturally, it's unfair. You know, women supporting women, that does not support a woman at all. Personally. So the thing is this, whatever you do is a reflection, is a mirror image of the analysis of an average man.
Yeah.
So if 95% of the young boys out there are doing Yahoo, and then once they hit their first
million.
Big money, they buy a Benz, and they wear oversized t-shirt and baggy, you know how they appear.
Yes.
So if I see any young boy by stereotyping, I want to stereotype whoever, which might not be the case, because then we have people that are very good with web development and people that work remotely and earn.
Yeah.
But then there's now a bias because people are projecting this kind of lifestyle. Same goes to young ladies. You live in an apartment, you dress some certain way, you do nails, you have expensive hair, as long as you have a car. So they project you as someone that is either dating the Yahoo boys, yeah. or you have sugar daddies.
Yeah.
So no matter the English you want to open your mouth and speak. And the annoying thing is that, okay, before Ron's girls, we know they wear very skimpy, shabby outfits.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's their identity. But now they are switching.
Yeah.
They are becoming, they are now dressing more corporate.
Mm.
So it makes it, it becomes very unfair on the percentage that is not indulging in the same lifestyle. So she coming out there to say, you know what, because when I read through the comments, it's like, oh yeah, that's how women are, Nigerian girls. And then there's this thing that is moving around that, oh, the ladies in Lagos, they sleep around for money. It's not everybody in Lagos that sleep around for money, right?
True.
The truth is that the backlash, it is the honest people
that are receiving it
that suffers it.
Yes.
Even before the answers that we mentioned before.
Yeah.
The Yahoo boys, once they catch them, they have this money in excess.
They get to sort themselves.
They sort themselves out.
But the people who are,
but you pick a tech guy that will work on a project and they pay 300,000. They see, they collect it. You know how long it takes to write the code.
Yeah.
So the people that actually suffer this backlash are the good ones.
Yep.
So that is why I personally had a problem with that.
That's fair, but
it doesn't make sense.
She was saying, but I believe she was saying it on a personal note, right?
So the thing is this, it's one cap fits all when it comes to Nigerians and stereotyping, which was what I said from the beginning.
I agree. Now,
because she had other two girls beside her, effeminate.
Yeah.
And it's basically a lifestyle, like not like it's not true. It is what we are getting now.
Mm-hmm.
So a girl has 5 to 7 dicks servicing most of her lifestyle. But what I'm saying is that it is not all through. It's not 100%. But coming to project that on a larger scale, I don't know if you get. That's where I have a problem. You can't say, oh, and it's very wrong saying that you, a man is expecting you to be submissive when at this point he's supposed. The first things first, the man is a human being. You're a human being. You're both adults and you're both responsible.
Like that's the partnership.
To cater for yourself.
Yes.
Regardless, right? So if you have a very weird, smelly, stupid lifestyle of having people to be entitled, I'm so sorry, of having people do things with for you, right?
Yeah.
Don't project it on the young man.
Yeah.
So it's offer and acceptance. So he's coming and he's saying, oh yeah, so I like you and I find you attractive and I want you to be in a relationship with me. But I wouldn't, of course, if you're in a relationship, we shouldn't be going around sleeping with people.
Mm.
And he's saying, I want that loyalty from you.
Yeah.
It's a case of you saying, I cannot be loyal, I'll be loyal, be going. Do not come and justify it by saying, how do you expect me to be loyal to you when I have 75 people doing this same thing for me that you're not going to do? Then you expect, I don't know if you get.
Yeah.
So for me, I feel people should be more responsible with what they put out there.
Yeah, I agree, but
because we have younger generation consuming those data, there's no restrictions to these things. So an 11 year old or 12 year old or 15 year old listens to it and then she's like, oh no, she cannot buy me biscuits or whatever, because then you meet young adults, teenagers, and they are having this weird assumption of what it's supposed to be.
There is a lot of how will I say it? So you ask yourself these questions: who owes these young generations the role models? Do you have to look up to role models? How do you filter what you go through, what you consume, right? Online role models versus actual role models that you know, that you see. These are questions that should be asked, right, by people who are seeking role models, because content will always be content. We are in a world where it is content now. People sit at home on 5 hours, either be on Instagram, TikToks, on Twitter. They consume whatever they want to consume. From there, they create a bias where they find what aligns with them, and that's where they enjoy. They sit there and they consume it. Now, when you have I think for every caramel or for every token makiwa, right? There is somebody else.
No, they have their market.
That you can look at.
Yeah, I agree. So it's a case of who you choose to be your role model.
Exactly.
But that aside, you can't justify.
No, it's not a justification. I'm just saying that is the way the world is right now, so, right?
Like, I would give you an instance. Growing up,
yeah,
I don't know this young lady because then. Well, there's this thing, when I was going to school then, she would always pay my bus fare.
Okay.
I knew how I felt.
Okay.
So, as an adult now, anytime I have opportunity, I buy things for kids because I know, like...
You could see, like, this person
this
is
what
genuinely...
This is what I experienced, and I really want other people to experience it.
Yes.
Yes, agreed. And then in terms of people, for I don't know for people, but my role model and my parents.
Yeah.
But we have to understand that... There is variation in biology. There is variation in human beings. Mm. We differ.
Yeah.
How people analyze, digest, and consume information differs.
So
don't forget that we're in an environment where emotions are everywhere. People are depressed. There's a lot of things. And as human beings, we have the tendency to lean towards what we feel supports us. Agreed.
Yeah.
So you're saying, as a consumer, a 15-year-old, there's pressure. They don't have a clear path. Yes, the parents have a lot to play. See, it's not a one-way thing. I think everybody should be intentional and responsible.
I agree with
you. Even the content creator, even the likes of Toke and Caramel, because they are feeding the younger generation with a whole lot of this and well,
larger than life kind of
it's crazy because one time you hear you have to be independent, and then they come out to now tell you how you need to get men to do things. So it's confusing. They send out confusing information to people out there.
Yeah. Also, now going circling back to this whole thing with social media amplification and validation. Now social media validation for young generations and even this generation and even older generations and what you share. I believe it's mostly down to you personally.
As a person.
Yes. So
influence.
Okay, so let me give you an example.
Human beings, we are, right? We are a product of nature and nurture.
Mm-hmm. True.
Your environment influence, you see, your subconscious mind. So it's just beyond what meets the eye.
So let me give you an example.
Psychologists have done this analysis, so we need to take it back to like studies.
I don't disagree, but let me give you an example. So when you have had this conversation with people before, so when you post something, right? I don't know if it's a word, there's a social anxiety or social media anxiety. There's an anxiety that goes with social media now, no matter how minimal it is, where when you post, you expect some certain level of response.
I don't actually.
Not you. I'm just saying in general now, right? So maybe when you post something, you look at it after 1 hour, this thing does not have 5 likes. What happened? The one I did previously had like 20 likes. This one is having 2.
So I've never experienced this.
Okay.
Personally.
So, okay.
I can't relate. I've seen a colleague of mine. She would come to you and say, Debbie, you've not viewed my post. And I look at her like, why do I need to view
it? It's a big deal now because now it's a way where they feel, this person is seeing me. So there are some people who by maybe WhatsApp alone, WhatsApp feed, they are able to curate people's lifestyle individually. This guy is in America, he's going to post that he's in the snow. This person is in Nigeria, very soon he's going to post about Lagos traffic. So they've created a profile for each and every one of you. So when you don't post today, maybe now you post more about like business, food and everything. So like, Debbie did not post about the food she said. What happened again now? Let me buzz her. So people have created a profile for individuals
based
around
on their lifestyle.
Yes. But without even knowing them personally, right?
True.
Because we want to share. Because there is a call to action. You expect them to respond to you. You expect... I don't care.
Okay, so personally, my WhatsApp, I muted it. So I don't know who views my status.
I don't know.
And I don't view status.
It's been like that for... I check people, but...
I don't view status actually.
3 years.
Like there's a way I view status. I just go and
scroll around.
I just scroll. Like you get to see like the tiny thing. Like
if it is beads, you say no, not
today. I just go.
If it's like 2-3, like okay, let me see. Okay,
so if it's plenty, I'm like
no,
it's not my data.
No, not this one.
And then because I viewed people previously, there are people I just said okay, let me view and see. Do you understand?
Some servers call to action. Maybe in your mind, like let me reach out to this person. You just say this person. So you might not necessarily even check the post.
So the problem is this, yeah. And I had this conversation with a friend. So people need to be educated on how to consume data from different social media platforms.
I think it's too late.
No, yes, agreed. Because social media platforms, they differ.
I saw an article on Pulse. Was it Pulse or Business Day or somewhere that Gen Z's are the loneliest generation?
Yes, they are.
Because most of them stay alone. They don't interact with
They don't
people.
Have human connection.
They don't have that
it's
connection.
It's more like an illusion.
So what they've created for them and what they've perceived is what is reality to them.
Yeah, because when I was little, I would go out to play with my friends. Yeah. We had honest conversations.
Yeah, you can pick up fights.
Yeah, if I was crying, you saw I was crying. If I was laughing, you saw I was laughing. But this is a point where someone puts a smiley emoji and deep down they are very, very depressed and sad. All. But I feel people should learn how to consume social media, because there was something I posted on my WhatsApp and someone came to my DM to start talking. And I'm like, see, I wouldn't necessarily, if you go to my Instagram, you go to my Twitter, and you go to my LinkedIn, they are different posts. The things I post on my WhatsApp are more personal. That's because I don't randomly give my numbers to everybody.
Yeah. Thank you for adding me.
So because of your work, because of work, like if you put me before, you can't put me in any group.
No, I don't like groups.
Once you put me, you need to send me a request to accept. That's the configuration.
Yeah.
So I'm like, for me to post this is because I understand the level of people I have on my contact, and I believe they can digest and understand this. Yeah. So you coming to now say, because I think it was during the election, I posted that video that was more like a drill.
Yeah.
But then I know I stated, like, I captioned that it feels like a drill. I don't know how true it is, but I saw it not confirmed. And he came to me and he's like, that's why people go around posting things that this video is this doctor blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, slow down. That is not how life works. You should learn how to watch and read caption. I captioned this thing saying, I'm not sure how validated this is, but the truth is this thing looks like a drill. So you just watched and then you have a bias and you're coming to my DM to say, you don't analyze things before you post. And I'm like, see, if you're trying to tell me otherwise, that the way I am placing you is not the way your level of IQ is reaching, let me take you out. No, but that's the fact. Like now, there was one time I went completely blank. Yeah, well, you're not even on WhatsApp, but I was completely
God
blank.
Damn it.
So what's that mean on social media? But there was one time I went off. I was tilting more towards iMessages. Because it's personal.
Yeah.
Normally, WhatsApp was supposed to be
that a personal yes.
social
text
media.
Message,
yes.
Kind of, yeah.
Facebook is for like a family gathering. That's why you see everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
It's where you share social activity.
Yeah.
Twitter is where you go to check your intellectual capacity.
Yeah, it seems so, but not now.
LinkedIn is where you go for jobs, more corporate.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone
then Instagram is where you go to show lifestyle.
Lifestyle, yeah.
Do you understand?
Catfish your way.
Yeah, so people should know how to learn how to use social media. So you come to your WhatsApp posting contentment for maybe say it's so now I just realized that WhatsApp is not even a private chat anymore.
It's not a private
even with the upgrades the
yeah
so the it's obvious they're making it more and public and all. So I'm like, okay, cool, that's why I now advise on my friends, please go and get iPhone. So and this is not like a sponsor or like an ad
now,
for
wow.
them. Free ad.
Now, wow.
No, but
we that don't use iPhones, go.
So please go and get iPhone.
Now, wow.
Because it's easier for like to do iMessages. Honestly,
I don't have a lot of people I send.
Honestly, if anybody can come up with a new app that is going to be strictly private,
I'm tired of apps.
I would like it.
I'm tired of so many apps.
But now, I'm still maintaining these apps because of business. If not, like, I am a business person.
Yeah, yeah.
I would delete all the apps because really it's rubbish.
Debbie, how much is too much age gap? Age gap between a girl and a guy? How do you feel?
How much age gap
is too much?
It depends. It depends.
How so?
So, for me, I'm of the school of thought the guy should be older.
How? Oh, so how much do you think is too much?
Too much is 20 years old.
15 is fine.
15 is too much. 10 is crazy. 5, 6, 8. My max should be 8.
8. Yeah. So it depends on if, for example, the guy is, let's say, 28, the girl is 20.
It's fine.
Then they can say the guy is predator, like you know, they call you, they have all sort of words for them.
Oh, that's not bad.
Predator or
no, so the girl is an adult already. She's above 18. So that's fair. So what me, I will not say it's like a 40 to a 20.
Interesting.
A 35 to a 20-year-old.
That's interesting. Okay, so 20 to 35. 20 to 35. It's too much gap.
It's too much gap now. It's too much gap.
But are they both adults?
Yeah, agreed. See, so okay. The thing is this. Yes, it's... We might want to sound all woke and all like age is not a factor and all that. But the truth is this, age is a factor. It's more like a subconscious thing.
Yeah.
And I don't believe like age is experience. I've met 40-year-old that are dumb as fuck. And I've met 20-year-old that are smart. Yeah. So it's not about the age of a number thing. But then there's with the experience. Although some people are just stupid, they don't learn from experience. So that's why I say it depends.
So let's say
it's more like 20, an individual.
So let's say a 21-year-old is dating someone of 38. Wait, I'm coming. A 21-year-old going out with a 38-year-old person.
Which is close to 40.
Okay. So after like 2 years of relationship, they break up and the girl starts saying, I've come to the realization that I wasn't in my right sense at the time.
No, you were in your right sense.
I mean, we've seen it so many times where they blame
the truth is this, eh?
Yeah.
This morning I sat to myself, I was having my bath, and I'm like, okay, this is going to be the first caption of my book that I'm writing.
When is the book coming out?
I don't know. Okay. Anything I'm doing, I don't know. At this point, let me finish my business.
Ladies and gentlemen, she was on this episode to say our podcast will drop soon, but she does not know. Now she's also saying the book.
I've been writing that book since 2019. So let's leave it at that.
Okay.
So what came to mind is this. I said, people would always blame everybody around them, but not take responsibility.
Thank you. That's so, where I'm heading.
So the truth is this, like I've been, okay, 2 relationships max that didn't go well. I don't go about saying, oh, it's their fault or I was not. Yeah, I knew what I was doing. I was there. It just didn't work out. We need to learn how to understand and accept the fact that things didn't work out how we expected. And it's okay if it didn't work out. And it's okay to move past it and face your front, other than
to say, okay, yeah, I've realized
because
this
I was this young. This no. So you were there to learn something. So it's not about you realize you're not in your senses. No. So you that went to date someone that was, if I want to go that route now, that went to date someone way older than you. As at the point, you should look. I feel people pay more attention to when it goes bad and looking at the bad things, other than looking at when it was rosy. There was something that attracted you there in the first place.
Yeah.
There were things that were working. Maybe if you look at it from both angles and then you now figure out where you went bad, you can understand, okay, this was what drove this relationship south. Probably it's my error. Maybe I shouldn't do, or maybe he's just an asshole. Maybe I shouldn't have been there. But regardless, don't dwell on it too much. And honestly, I hate it with passion. When people break up and then they come online, men has come, this, oh, God. Hold it.
It's, just hold it. Hold your air. Learn from it.
It's just what it is. It is part of life. Some people are lucky to date their first love and then end up with them.
Some people feel better about themselves when they don't take responsibility and they blame other people.
It's just cowardice. It's just being a coward.
A coward won't know at first that he or she was chicken. So
lack of accepting responsibility. It wasn't just him. It was the both of you. Even if he was that bad, you were there.
Yeah.
So you had the rest. You had yourself. You had all the time in the world to say, "What, you know what? I can't do this anymore." You would have stepped out. You would have created boundaries. If the boundaries were being crossed, you would have ended it. So, but you were there. Maybe you were there for your selfish interest. I like the way he calls me every 9 to 10 p.m. We're talking about my day, how he showers me with gifts or the sex or the food. But then it goes bad, and
you remember the bad ones.
The whole of social media is supposed to know how men has come.
People will know they there when you start.
When we were posting Love of My Life, we were not.
Do you think, okay, now, speaking of relationships, I know I won't answer for you, but I know probably maybe where you are leaning towards, or you could actually interest me and say something else. Do you think you can be with someone in an open relationship?
No. No, it is disrespectful. It is irresponsible. No. Hell no. It shows your lack of saturation. It shows your lack of discipline. No. God forbid it. Devil forbid it. Everything holy forbid it. Everything unholy forbid it. No.
I'm proud of myself because I know you.
I'm happy for you. No, but it doesn't bloody make sense.
Now it is about you being
open relationship.
Yes, not so. You being in it.
Yeah.
You like, dating somebody.
I can't be in an open relationship. If I'm dating you, cannot be dating someone.
Okay.
I won't give you that luxury of saying, you know what? Oh yeah, I'm dating you, but I can go around having no.
Because I am over time.
If you're cheating and I don't know,
that's
it's
case.
A different thing.
Yeah, because
so maybe you can respect me to hide your tracks, but coming to my face to tell me, oh sweetheart, oh babe, so I know we love each other and we care, we understand. I understand you, but I know they're mad. So you cannot just wake up and say, oh yeah, so I'm dating you, but it's an insult. So it means you don't find me enough.
Okay, here's why I'm asking the question.
Is, these people that used to do open relationship. If you bring boy, come. There was this movie. I can't remember the name of the movie. I don't see movie, but I came in and there someone was gisting me. So I really don't know. But people that know, maybe your listeners, if they know the movie, maybe they can chat you up and tell you what it is. So the guy and his wife, they were in an open relationship. So her friends were always against it. So normally they actually do threesomes together. So all the time the guy was dating her friend or someone related to her, something like that. So this day the guy now said that he wanted them to do threesome.
Okay.
So she now brought in a guy.
Okay.
And Baba now got pissed and walked out. I don't know if you understand.
Yeah.
And then started carrying face for her. And then she was like, but then it's normal. So the truth is this, a lady can tolerate open relationship, but a guy cannot, in all honesty.
See, to be honest, I think that's true.
A guy.
That's true. Let me give you, I listened to one Kevin Hart, he's on YouTube. So he was talking about one of his friends. This one, I think it was swinging. This one was not threesome, it was swinging. You know, they swing most times where...
Which one is swinging?
Where two couples would meet.
I feel so old.
So boyfriend and girlfriend will meet another boyfriend and girlfriend. Four of them will now have sex together.
Wait, if they're having the sex.
So you switch partners.
I won't do it though.
Okay, so
I'm very stingy like that. I'm so, sorry if I.
Yeah, so according
wait,
to
Kevin wait, Hart, wait, wait.
Let
wait.
Me learn the story.
No, before you learn the story, you know I don't know this one.
Okay.
Like I said, it's like I'm old.
No, that happens.
But wait though. I don't know you.
It happens in this Lagos now.
No, so me and you, they date.
Yes.
We now saw A and B that are dating.
Yes.
We now take our right senses.
To say, oh, let's explore. Our relationship we'll is boring for a while.
We go to the same room.
The same room, you guys do it the same way and you guys bounce.
So you now swap. So I will now sleep with the girl's boyfriend. The girl will now sleep with my own boyfriend.
So according to the story, wait now, let me learn. So Gabby said his friend.
If anybody is eyeing me from the podcast and you have such behavior, stay away. Go ahead.
Please send me a message so I can get it to her. Now, so Kavya said, okay, so they went for the swinging and everything. And the guy was there like, okay, this is my wife. So met the other guy's
real
girlfriend.
Life or movie?
Not movie.
Real life.
Real life. Now, Kavya said the story. He said the guy used to be his friend. So he said, okay, this is my girlfriend, you they exchange girlfriends, right? He said, in the moment, while they were having it, he said, his friend was like, this guy, don't they knock my babe, pass with me and they knock him. Now, insecurity started.
Yeah.
And things like that. He said he was traumatized for a long time to say, what?
Did he end up marrying a girlfriend?
That's where the story stops, I think. I don't know, but it felt like...
Kevin Hart is married, yes.
Yeah, he's married. So because he was like, why are you guys doing these ridiculous things?
And
right?
He said he was his friend.
Yeah.
Which means he didn't marry that girl.
I don't know. I mean, that's what...
That's not... So the truth is this. I would advise young ladies out there, when guys come up with these ridiculous things...
Sometimes women suggest it.
Because she's possessed. That girl is not ready to end up with that man.
Why is it she's possessed?
See... This wokeness is becoming irritating, in my own opinion, because I have someone. Do you know how people sound?
You said wokeness is becoming irritating.
The way people are becoming woke is becoming irritating.
Is it bad to be woke?
It's bad when you don't know your limits. So there are some things.
So is it about the limits?
So it's about the limits.
So wokeness is not bad.
So you need to be informed about things, but how you consume those data, right? Yeah, so because I know this is possible and it's in my head, it's not every little demon that dances in my head that I play to. Do you understand?
That's fair. But what I'm saying is,
so if you know, the thing is this, we are lacking responsibilities.
We are past that now.
We are becoming irresponsible.
No.
So you have to consider people are now lacking emotional intelligence. Right now,
I mean, everybody feels they have emotional intelligence.
No, they don't. It is what it is. Because you have to consider how your actions affect the next person.
Nah, niggas don't care, man.
And the truth is this now, that next person that is behaving in a certain way will now tell you how that next person is supposed to understand how their own action. I don't know if you understand.
Debbie.
So it's a messy thing.
Niggas don't care now.
It's really messy. Sorry, back to my advice, young ladies. If your boyfriend is suggesting open relationship, run away because you will not end up being the one they will marry. If they are doing
okay,
this...
Okay, so Debbie, let me say
something. Wait, it's swing twin.
Swing thing, this swing thing.
Reject it with
is this, every... this is the name of this episode, swing thing.
Welcome. Run away from it, like, because I know, but, like, I have a lot of male friends.
It happens a lot in
this
country.
They will never forgive a cheating girlfriend. Even if they agree and they take you, you will suffer.
Over the years, I've been able to understand that the reason why men don't get over cheating girlfriend quickly is because most times it's about their insecurity about the other person their partner cheated with. Is this guy better in monetary aspect?
I'm not a guy.
But sex,
wait now.
So we have people who think about when they hear their girlfriend cheated on them, the first place their mind goes to.
Was it better?
Is the sex.
Was it better?
I'm like, is this guy better than me at this thing? I mean, there's a show called Sex Life.
No, if someone cheats on you, it's because you're bad now.
You don't know. There's no way. Okay. Now you are doing the swing thing because you're swinging it from opposite.
I'm just saying.
People cheat for different reasons. Some people is just maybe there is no companionship within the relationship.
Yeah, that's
some
because
people
you're not good now.
Good at what?
I didn't sexualize it. You're the one sexualizing it. It's because you're lacking in something.
No, I'm telling you how fragile the men's ego can be, especially in a relationship, right? When women discover their men cheats, an average Nigerian woman feels, I give him food, I take care of him. Sex is not the first thing that comes to a woman's mind. An average Nigerian woman is not sex first. It's mostly like, you're irresponsible, you're cheating on me, the trust I have for you, you broke it, this. These are the things that come first. But for men, it's about the other guy.
Yeah.
The money.
What's making?
Is this guy, what is it final?
Is it sex or money?
Is it sex? Sex is in top three, I'm telling you.
No, sex is always number one.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Over the course of time, they have had conversations with people.
I think.
It is. Because
most times when my friends talk about cheating, like that was when I learned. Even when they assume you're cheating.
Yes. It goes.
They will not forgive you.
They create a scene in their heads.
Once
right?
someone accuses you of something you did not do, they
it's drink, one toxic thing about
they
men.
Paint,
do it
they paint so. The room, they do the bed, they even imagine the moans and the. So,
I mean,
kudos to you people. If people are doing a wonderful job at your fragile ego, but.
It's fragile. I mean, so, it's
somehow,
also toxic,
somehow right? we have to deal with it. It's a man's world. What can I say?
I mean, women, for the most part, is mostly they're always disappointed about, heartbroken by the trust that you've broken. Like you made
to
you are
honest,
not trustworthy.
Honest,
sex is not like the first thing that comes.
In these days, women really don't care if a guy cheat anymore because it's not like the order of the day.
Mm.
So most women don't really give 2 cents. It's just like, okay, he cheated. But the pain is more like, was he careless with cheating that I had to know? I don't know if you understand.
I mean, that's for women.
I think for women, if a guy cheats and throw it on your face,
mm.
but if a guy cheats and then tries to hide it and then you find out and then he's begging you, you know, she'll be doing gregory in her mind. Okay, he likes me most, so they really don't care about the sex.
But for women, if a guy catches a woman cheating, I think the woman wants you to know most times, because women are great at cheating than men. Men do it because it's in vogue. Nobody's shaming me.
I didn't realize that.
But women are great at keeping it. If a woman, if you catch woman, she no care again like that. Now why you catch her? Women are not always careless when they are cheating.
Are you a woman?
Let's forget it. Let's move on to.
Please move on. Like that's the only thing I want to ask. Are you a woman?
I'm not.
Uh-huh.
But I've seen. I've had conversation with people.
Because I'm having this conversation with people. I'm telling you that. Oh, I'm not a man. I don't know this is
you.
So it's annoying when men will not come and
you
say,
are not an average Nigerian woman in a relationship.
That's your problem.
Okay. Now let's go to more confusing topic for you.
Wants to confuse me? I will not be confused.
Sugar daddy industry. How much is the ideal money to collect from a sugar daddy?
Okay, so
if you think, I'm going into this.
Oh no, so if I
how much do you think? Oh, okay, so there's sugar daddy that likes you, that spends on you, that does not collect sugar.
Do they exist? Can they have my number?
Interesting.
They don't sleep with you, but they give you money.
Yes.
Nice. Why?
So, guys, in case there is, I know my.
But wait, what would they be doing with you?
Nothing explicit or anything.
They won't touch you.
Maybe they will touch me, but they're not just collect sugar.
The touch is
let
part
me
of sugar.
Tell the listeners now. Anybody?
No, wait. We need to understand. No, we need to understand the context, right?
Debbie.
Is it
you
someone...
want me to announce?
Chirin, wait first. Is there a case where the sugar daddy is? Because I know, like, there are a lot of people out there that they are looking for people to have conversations with. Is it that kind of?
Yes, there are people like that.
You not come and tell me you want to touch me or kiss me.
Oh wait now. Also, what is the sugar?
You just said sugar daddy that does not collect sugar.
Congratulations, up Nepa.
Are you shaming yourself? Nobody
now, what I'm saying is. What I'm saying is, there are people that want companionship, right?
As long as it's not touching me. Ooh.
What is now the sugar?
There is no sugar daddy now. You know how much people pay for therapy session? I beg.
Therapy is one thing.
Oh yeah, please ask your question back.
No. You are not. You've messed up my chain of thought. I'm trying
to. So you are the one confused now.
Okay, wait.
I just ended up confusing him.
So listeners.
I'm so proud.
I'm checking the start of my podcast now, and it says. People between the age of 23 to 27 and people between the age of 35 to 44 listens to my podcast more. So if you are part of this number and you like Debbie,
what?
And you want to be sugar daddy, I don't know if you want to collect sugar.
This is not sugar daddy age grade now.
Wait, 44 is not sugar daddy.
What sugar daddy first?
Interesting. Please tell me.
No, I don't know. So you know, like.
A sugar daddy not supposed to be the old men that are shameless chasing after their daughter's age mate.
Interesting. That's the way you describe them.
That's what I know sugar daddy is. Like somebody that is very old, disgusting, not appealing to the eye.
God damn it. Guys, I'm very sorry if you have been eyeing up like 2 minutes before. Let's cancel this. No more promo.
Wait now. Don't block somebody that might need therapy session for me.
It's not therapy. They probably want sugar or no sugar, I don't know. But what I'm saying is,
if you want sugar, stay away from me because you will not get it. But
okay, so
no sugar,
back to
good.
God damn. Look, now back to the sugar daddy
you
industry.
You're tired for me.
So, how much is enough to even consider? Because I saw something like a few weeks ago about somebody saying, wait, now, I'm setting this thing properly for you. And please, just take 2 minutes to address it and let's just wrap it up.
2 minutes
please.
Is too long.
That didn't come out well. Anyhow, what I'm saying is, so that person said, how will you be sending me 10K as a sugar daddy? Please use it to feed your family.
Wow, that was harsh.
So how much is enough? How much is too small?
Okay, so for...
I know you are not interested in it. Let's say that in a world
So the thing is this. Basically, you're asking me based on me.
Yeah.
So because I don't do runs.
You're not in that. No runs.
Okay, runs is sugar daddy people.
It's industry. There's
okay,
no
because,
industry.
Okay, because I am not in the industry.
Guys, I'm sorry. I don't think she's ready for you guys.
So because I'm not in the industry, yeah. Right? And I earn and I work to make money.
Yeah.
And I've earned in millions.
Yeah.
So
talk your talk.
So now you won't come make me to do something that is not, because then this thing has to do with alignment of core values.
Yeah.
So I wasn't raised in that light.
Yeah, yeah.
And I find it extremely disgusting to have things to do with people that are married. I feel it's disrespectful to the partners and whatever. I find it disrespectful to, I can't even fathom having someone I'm not physically attracted to touch me because of money. So if I am going to bend all these rules,
yes,
for you to do it, because I have value and I know my worth.
So it has to what?
It has to equate what I am capable of, because now it's compromise. It's me compromising what I cannot do now. So it means you're trying to bribe me beyond reasonable doubt to do this thing.
You see it as a bribe? That's interesting.
So the thing is, if you're going to do something, you don't kill naturally.
Yeah.
If someone is telling you to kill someone at an offer.
Because I don't do it, so I don't do it.
So you don't do it. But let's say you want to, because this thing now we are saying out of, like, it's
hypothetical
whatever
scenario.
So now, if you're going to do it, it's definitely going to, if it's coming at
a
price,
it has to be worth it, right?
It has to be worth it.
Yeah.
So if I'm saying it's going to be worth my time, guy, first of all, we're looking at 10M.
Ladies and gentlemen, on this note, we would like to conclude this episode.
No, that time I can use it for investment, you understand?
Of ABF podcast. Please disregard every other thing she's saying after 10 million. Now, it's nice of you here, Debbie. And guys, just forget it. Don't look for handles.
What?
Share your social media handles. YouTube page.
I don't know it offhand. I'm so useless when it comes to that.
Okay, I'll add it to the notes. You send it to me, so I'll add it to the notes.
Okay,
so if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, you are listening on Spotify, you are listening on Audio Mac, it's available on Google Podcasts. So you can go out to check it out. And it's been a minute that I've recorded because someone like Debbie has been very busy. I've been trying to get a hold of
her. It's not me. Go ahead.
She keeps swinging this thing.
Swingler.
So yes, and we've received a lot of love from people. They've been reaching out to me to say, oh, when are you dropping? Because for a couple of weeks I've been
you see, I have people that love me, but you're keeping me away from the lovers of my life. Continue.
Are you willing to give them sugar? No. So
I don't do sugar. Neither do I do honey.
So yeah, so guys, thank you. And you can send us a message at theabfpodcast@gmail.com. theabfpodcast@gmail.com. Also, for a while I think people have reached out to me to say, oh, we'd like to support you with this. Somebody has actually supported this podcast with money.
Oh, thank you.
And
that's so nice.
Yes, I'm using this moment to say thank you to the person.
I'm saying thank you, even though I didn't get my share. I'll send my account number.
If you are going to be co-host, no problem.
Are we not available? You know that.
So thank you guys, and Oh, if you want us to set a platform where you can donate, no problem. But thank you guys for listening and hope to do more, because I've been doing short series on this podcasting now. It's just about music or whatever I think. It's called Here Is What I Think. So it's short, like 7 minutes, and that's it. So thanks. Listen, share, like, dislike, give your review.
You know, I'm a YouTube person. Subscribe.
Like, yeah, subscribe to her. I'm a YouTube person too now. I have a YouTube page too now.
Click on the notification.
It's called, you don't know the name. So let me say the name of mine. The name of the YouTube channel is Here Is What I Think, HIWIT podcast.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, so see you all next time.
Bye.
This episode was brought to you by Snack Express. You can get the best kuli kuli and African snack by reaching them at Snack Express UK on Instagram.